Hello?
Hello, is Jean there?
This is she.
Hey, Jean, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. I'm actually just calling to follow up on an offer we had sent you. It's looking like it was about pushing two and a half weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you actually had done with DeLage. Looks like a few years back here. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
No, who are you with now?
I'm with a Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
We had sent you guys an offer here. It was just based off some good lending history you had done in the past, as well as your D&B credit profile. But you had been recently pre-approved with us for some equipment financing, as well as some working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch
base.
Well,
I don't need any working capital. May need some financing on some equipment here later on. But right now, I'm pretty much set.
Okay. When were you maybe looking to bring on this equipment?
Maybe in the next couple months.
The next couple months?
Mm-hmm.
What was it you were maybe looking to bring on here?
A tractor and a trailer.
Tractor and a trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A Peterbilt tractor and a Great Dane trailer.
Okay. How much was something like that going to run you?
It's going to be $169 for the tractor and about $65, $69 on the trailer.
Okay. So around $70 for the trailer. Were these going to be new or used?
No, we do not buy any used equipment. No.
All new. Okay. Yeah. And are these replacing some old tractors and trailers maybe that are
actually
down on
I
you?
Did a cutback. I sold some equipment off back, actually it was last May. I sold six tractors, and I never kind of built the fleet back up, trying to get, making sure that you know, just things were going to work. Just cutting back a little bit. I was tired. And my son passed away, and he was actually the owner of the company.
Okay.
And he dispatched all the trucks and kept a lot of things going, and that kind of threw things on me and my daughter. And so we had to kind of cut back a little bit.
Oh, wow. So you've had your hands full here.
Well, it's worked out pretty well.
Okay.
So...
Good. Well,
I have extra trailers now that I've just got sitting around. I'm thinking about selling them off and replacing it with just one more unit.
That's
probably going to be all I'm going to be wanting to do.
Okay.
I don't see putting six more tractors back on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not making sense here. I've actually been working with a few trucking industries here, and between oil prices and election year, it sounds like...
Well, election year don't bother me. It doesn't seem to affect me. The oil prices have gone down. That's been a big help.
Yeah.
The problems that we've been having is the equipment that the government's making us come out with now, these PACCAR engines and this after-treatment and all, it's causing a lot of repair bills.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of repair bills. So that's where my money goes. My excess money is repair bills. So as far as anything else,
wow,
I think we're moving along pretty good.
Have they been implementing that for a while now, or is that something kind of new?
No, that's been going on since about 12.
Okay.
4 years, you know. There's people here on the market here that same business I'm in, they're having that problem too.
Wow.
Bad problem. So anyway, Mr. Horsley has some trucks ordered, but they are already, the financing is already set up on them.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't be interested right now, unless he might be interested in a couple of trailers about 2 months down the road.
Okay.
You might want to call him back on that.
Yeah, when were you guys looking to sell the part of the fleet that you already had? Is that something you've already started looking into doing, or is that something you want to hold off for?
He'll be trading in 4 tractors for 4 new tractors.
I see. Okay.
So he won't be downsizing. He'll just be. But he will be thinking about adding a couple trailers. We were discussing it Friday. It'll be about 2 months.
Okay. And what's something like that going to be bringing in every month for you there, bringing on another trailer?
What do you mean by that?
Just kind of like the return that you guys will be seeing on that. You said it's going to be right around $70K. Usually,
well,
that's
what the trailer cost.
Yeah. How long would that take usually to make that back?
I don't understand what you're saying.
like the return on your investment for the 70K? When would you see that 70K back? How long does it usually take for trailers to get you that return?
Well, I mean, you finance them 48 months, and 48 months they're paid for, so, you know, it's just according.
I see. Okay.
You would have to look at the profit and loss statements in order to figure something out like that.
I got you.
All right, well, look, I got people in here now. I got to pay. It's Monday morning. It's kind of bad. Won't you get back with me in about 2 months, and we'll talk.
Yeah, I'll follow up. Do you have an email, maybe, just so I can shoot you my information? So
I'd rather not it come across. I don't want other people.
Okay, no, that's fine. Right. We'll touch base here in about a month or two, and we'll
That'll
see
be
what
good.
The business is out.
Okay.
Enjoy your day, Gene.
Bye.